Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Wednesday hump day. That means Chuck Muth Day. He'll join us just about an hour from now. He's the president of Citizen Outreach. He is doing his part to help train candidates and activists all across the state of Nevada to be blatantly honest, he is doing this around the nation. He's going to Texas. He's going to a bunch of states and helping develop candidates and activists and consultants. And that's a good thing. Everybody and their brother wants to talk about the Democrat debate last night. It was I'm not sure who was driving the clown car, but it was it was just awful.
It was just awful.
Watching these people argue about, Medicare for all and single payer and the public option and all of this. And by the way, it was an interesting, because a lot of the people that were on the stage last night will not be there in September. No, they simply will not be there. And no, it's absolutely true. They will not be there, and they'll be. In fact, Andrew Yang thought he was going to be on the stage in September. Now there is some question because the Democrat National Committee is saying, one of the polls that you're citing as admitting you to. The one night in September, it's not going to be enough to get you on the stage. I know. Now, last night in Detroit, I promised you I would bring you highlights. I will bring you highlights. But I wanted to go first to Tom Perez, who is the chair of the Democrat National Committee. And he is a flaming liberal. Is he progressive? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. He's got to be like Switzerland now. No, he has to play it straight down the middle because he's got people on both sides of the political spectrum within his own party. Way out there, progressives and people who are not progressive, who are more moderate. Joe Biden, as an example. But I want you to hear Tom Perez. He warmed up the crowd with kind of a manifesto, if you will. He is the chair of the DNC, and he admitted that socialism is part of the Democrat manifesto. Listen to this.
Socialism. Ronald Reagan said, and I quote, Medicare will lead to socialized medicine. Medicare will lead to socialism in America. That's what he says. He was full of it then, and these folks are full of it now when they try to distract you. When you put Democrats in charge, we put our values into action. We believe that if you work a full-time job, you ought to earn a full-time wage. One good job should be enough. We believe that healthcare is a right for all and not a privilege for a few. We believe that when women succeed, America succeeds. We believe that women should have the right to control their bodies. We stand with Planned Parenthood. We believe in building an economy, as Rich Trumka said, where everybody gets a fair shake, not just the wealthy and the well-connected. We believe that ending poverty in America is a moral and economic imperative. We believe the Secretary of Education ought to believe in public education. And our EPA administrator ought to get the memo on climate change, because climate change is an economic crisis. It's a public health crisis. It's a moral crisis. It threatens our universe. And we must take action now. We believe that civil rights is the unfinished business of America. We believe that we can be a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants. We can secure our borders. We can secure our values. We can do both. We believe that clean drinking water, whether it's 70 miles away in Flint or 2,000 miles away in Puerto Rico, is a basic human right. And folks, as a proud Marylander, I'm here to say to you, we believe in Baltimore and cities like Baltimore.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know why any of these candidates even needed to show up. I mean, that was it right there. That was the communist, excuse me, Democrat socialist manifesto. And this is going to be interesting. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay. One of the highlights, and I promised I would bring you highlights from last night's debate. We'll do the same thing tomorrow, okay? Bernie Sanders debated with John Delaney. This is cut eight. And the battle was over Medicare for All, which is Bernie's deal. That's kind of Bernie's baby. And John Delaney got in his face relative to Medicare for All versus the public option. What do we do with 180 million people that already have private insurance? What do we do with them? This was a great exchange. Here it is, Bernie Sanders and John Delaney in Detroit last night.
Let's start the debate with the number one issue for Democratic voters, health care. And Senator Sanders, let's start with you. You support Medicare for All, which would eventually take private health insurance away from more than 150 million Americans in exchange for government-sponsored health care for everyone. Congressman Delaney just referred to it as bad policy, and previously he has called the idea political suicide that will just get President Trump reelected. What do you say to Congressman Delaney?
You're wrong. Right now, we have a dysfunctional health care system, 87 million uninsured or underinsured, $500,000 Americans every year going bankrupt because of medical bills, 30,000 people dying while the healthcare industry makes tens of billions of dollars in profit. 5 minutes away from here, John, is a country. It's called Canada. They guarantee healthcare to every man, woman, and child as a human right. They spend half of what we spend. And by the way, when you end up in a hospital in Canada, you come out with no bill at all. Healthcare is a human right, not a privilege. I believe that. I will fight for that.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Congressman Delaney?
Well, I'm right about this. We can create a universal healthcare system to give everyone basic healthcare for free, and I have a proposal to do it. But we don't have to go around and be the party of subtraction and telling half the country who has private health insurance that their health insurance is illegal. My dad, the union electrician, loved the health care he got from the IBEW. He would never want someone to take that away. Half of Medicare beneficiaries now have Medicare Advantage, which is private insurance, or supplemental plans. It's also bad policy. It'll underfund the industry. Many hospitals will close, and it's bad policy.
Senator Sanders, I want to...
My name was also mentioned in this.
We're going to come to you in 1 second, but let me go to Senator Sanders right now. Senator Sanders?
The fact of the matter is... tens of millions of people lose their health insurance every single year when they change jobs, when their employer changes that insurance. If you want stability in the healthcare system, if you want a system which gives you freedom of choice with regard to doctor or hospital, which is a system which will not bankrupt you, the answer is to get rid of the profiteering of the drug companies and the insurance companies, move to Medicare for all.
But now he's talking about a different issue. What I'm talking about is really simple. We should deal with the tragedy, be uninsured, and give everyone health care as a right. But why do we got to be the party of taking something away from people?
No one is the party.
That's what they're running on. They're running on telling half the country that your health insurance is illegal. It says it right in the bill.
All right, thank
you. We don't have to do that. We can give everyone health care and allow people to have choice. That's the American way.
It's like herding a bunch of cats, I tell you. Those darn Democrats. That was Bernie Sanders, John Delaney, and Jake Tapper on the debates last night. Another round of the debates tonight in Detroit. And again, we'll have highlights for you tomorrow morning. So you don't have to watch all 2 hours of it. If anything happens of note, we will have it for you the next morning. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all said and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nevadatalknet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I just absolutely love that. Kamala Harris will be on the stage tonight, along with Joe Biden and others, in Detroit. We'll have highlights tomorrow here on Live and Local Now. I just saw from the Ozona, Texas Stockman. That's the name of a newspaper. Stockman is the newspaper from Ozona, Texas. And it shows a picture of a county CCSD. Crockett County CCSD is a guardian school district. Staff are armed and will use whatever force necessary to protect our students and staff. I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, let's get to the audio sound bites, because this gets more and more interesting. Let's go to cut five. John Hickenlooper. John Hickenlooper is the former governor of Colorado, flaming liberal, but he says that radical, and this is what I like, when you start talking about, and this is exactly what Trump will do. The president, when he gets to advertising against some of these guys, he'll use the word radical, okay? Because it's a word that polls extremely, nobody likes radical. Nobody does. John Hickenlooper says that radical Bernie policies will deliver the election to President Trump. I happen to believe that. But, hey, don't let me stand in your way, folks. Those of you that are Democrats that are feeling the burn, be my guest. This is Cut 5. John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado. Here it is.
In poll after poll, Democratic voters say that they want a candidate who can beat President Trump more than they want a candidate who agrees with them on major issues. Governor Hickenlooper, you ran a Facebook ad that warned, quote, socialism is not the answer. The ad also said, quote, don't let extremes give Trump 4 more years. Are you saying that Senator Sanders is too extreme to beat President Trump?
I'm saying the policies of this notion that you're going to take private insurance away from 180 million Americans, who many of them don't want to give it. Many of them do want to get rid of it, but some don't. Many don't. Or you're going to, in the Green New Deal, make sure that every American is guaranteed a government job if they want. That is a disaster at the ballot box. You might as well FedEx the election to Donald Trump. I think we've got to focus on where Donald Trump is failing. You know, the word malpractice, and this is interesting. I always thought it was doctors or lawyers. It's, you know, negligent, improper, illegal professional activity for doctors, lawyers, or public officials. Google it. Check it out. Donald Trump is malpractice personified. We've got to point that out. Why is it soybean farmers in Iowa need 10 good years to get back to where they were 2 years ago? Where's the small manufacturing jobs that are supposed to come back? Why are we lurching from one international crisis to another? All things that he promised American voters We've got to focus on that and the economy and jobs and training so that we can promise a future for America that everybody wants to invest in.
Thank you, Governor. Senator Sanders, you are a proud Democratic socialist. How do you respond to Governor Hickenlooper?
Well, the truth is that every credible poll that I have seen has me beating Donald Trump, including the battleground states of Michigan, where I won the Democratic primary, Wisconsin, where I won the Democratic primary, and Pennsylvania. And the reason we are going to defeat Trump and beat him badly is that he is a fraud and a phony, and we're going to expose him for what he is. The American people want to have a minimum wage, which is a living wage, $15 an hour. I've helped lead that effort. The American people want to pay reasonable prices for prescription drugs, not the highest prices in the world. I've helped lead the effort for that.
Thank you, Senator. Governor Hickenlooper, I want to bring you back to respond.
So, again, I think if we're going to force Americans to make these radical changes, they're not going to go along. You throw your hands up, but you haven't implemented. Oh, I can do it. But you haven't implemented the plans. Us governors and mayors are the ones that we have to pick up all the pieces. Ron, when suddenly the government's supposed to take over all these responsibilities and there's no preparation, the details aren't worked. You can't just spring a plan on the world and expect it to succeed.
Ron, Senator Sanders.
John, I was a mayor and I helped transform my city. I have some practical experience. Second of all, interestingly enough, today is the anniversary of Medicare. 54 years ago, under Lyndon Johnson and a Democratic Congress, they started a new program after 1 year, 19 million elderly people in it. Please don't tell me that in a four-year period, we cannot go from 65 down to 55 to 45 to 35. This is not radical. This is what virtually every other country on earth does.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that the truth? Coming up on the program, more highlights from last night's second Democrat debate. It's round one of part two. They began in Miami. They went to Detroit. They'll move elsewhere around the country, Houston and some other places. But simply put, what we saw last night was a rift within the Democrat Party. I don't think there's any question. They are not united. They're not united. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the rank and file Democrats are ready to jump off the deep end with some of these radical policies that Elizabeth Warren, that Bernie Sanders and others are espousing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, we'll let you hear from Mayor Pete, because he played the age card early in the debate. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The saga of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX airliners again lands on Capitol Hill. A Senate hearing today taking another look at the FAA's role in regulating that troubled aircraft.
It's critical that Boeing and the FAA get this right in order to restore public confidence in both the aircraft and the certification and oversight process.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island there at the hearing. The Boeing 737 MAX grounded after two deadly crashes overseas. Former Delta Airlines exec Steve Dixon recently confirmed as the new chief of the FAA. June job creation, according to the ADP private payroll survey, finds about 156,000 jobs added last month, beating analysts' expectations of about 148,000. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241. Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
If you heard my friends, then you heard my bride. I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. I'm going to let you hear Pete Buttigieg's Mayor Pete from South Bend, Indiana, playing the age card early in the debate. It's not real blatant, but little references to the same old tired this and tired that. It's clearly an age thing. This was Pete Buttigieg's last night in Detroit.
I'm running for president because our country is running out of time.
It is even bigger than the emergency of the Trump presidency. Ask yourself how somebody like Donald Trump ever gets within cheating distance of the Oval Office in the first place. It doesn't happen unless America is already in a crisis, an economy that's not working for everyone, endless war, climate change. We have lived this in my industrial Midwestern hometown. My generation has lived this as long as we have been alive, and it's only accelerating. Science tells us we have 12 years before we reach the horizon of catastrophe when it comes to our climate. By 2030, the average house in this country will cost $500,000, and a woman's right to choose may not even exist. We are not going to be able to meet this moment by recycling the same arguments, policies, and politicians that have dominated Washington for as long as I have been alive. We've got to summon the courage to walk away from the past and do something different. This is our shot. That is why I'm running for president.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. A guy that you're not going to see probably much of from here on out. He will probably not be on the stage in September, and his campaign may be over. Steve Bullock, Montana governor, went after Elizabeth Warren. Did you see this last night? On the effort to decriminalize crossing the border, Elizabeth Warren wants to decriminalize the notion of coming across our borders illegally. So they want to make it like a traffic citation, and they want to decriminalize it, which then will not allow the Trump administration to deport people if it's not against the law. Okay. This was the exchange last night. Steve Bullock and Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas on this effort to decriminalize. Here it is.
About two-thirds of Democratic voters and many of your rivals here for the nomination support giving health insurance to undocumented immigrants. You haven't gone that far. Why not?
Look, I think this is a part of the discussion that shows how often these debates are detached from people's lives. We got 100,000 people showing up at the border right now. If we decriminalize entry, if we get health care to everyone, we'll have multiples of that. Don't take my word. That was President Obama's Homeland Security Secretary that said that. The biggest problem right now that we have with immigration, it's Donald Trump. He's using immigration to not only rip apart families, but rip apart this country. We can actually get to the point where we have both safe borders, where we have a path to citizenship, where we have opportunities for dreamers. And you don't have to decriminalize everything. What you have to do is have a president in there with the judgment and the decency to treat someone that comes to the border like one of our own.
He just said your plan is unrealistic. How do you respond?
You know, I think that what we have to do is we have to be an America that is clear about what we want to do with immigration. We need to expand legal immigration. We need to create a path for citizenship, not just for dreamers, but for grandmas and for people who have been working here in the farms and for students who have overstayed their visas. We need to fix the crisis at the border. And a big part of how we do that is we do not play into Donald Trump's hands. But he wants to stir up the crisis at the border because that's his overall message. It's if there's anything wrong in your life,
thank you, Senator Warren.
Them.
Governor Bullock, your response.
But you are playing into Donald Trump's hands. The challenge isn't that it's a criminal offense to cross the border. The challenge is that Donald Trump is president and using this to rip families apart. A sane immigration system needs a sane leader. And we can do that without decriminalizing providing health care for everyone. And it's not me saying that. That's Obama's Homeland Security Secretary that said you'll cause further problems at the border, not making it better.
Look, what you're saying is ignore the law. Laws matter. And it matters if we say our law is that we will lock people up who come here seeking refuge, who come here seeking asylum. That is not a crime.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
I just love this stuff. Democrats going after each other. I was on News 3 last night. Don't know if you caught that. And the I think it was a 5 o'clock hour. And it was Jeff Gillen did the story. And I said, it's a Democrat carnage. And it's so much fun to see them, you know, picking over their own. It was just really good. No. It was really good. Amy Klobuchar was on with Chris Cuomo after the debate, and she was still taking on some of her Senate Democrat colleagues, in particular Bernie Sanders. This is Cut 6. Go.
Fair or unfair, in order to show your party that you are able to take on this president, you will have to show that you can take on the people that you consider your friends.
That's right. That's why I made the point about how we don't want to have free college for wealthy people. That is in the proposal from two of my colleagues up there on the stage, who I consider friends. And also that on page 8 of the Medicare for All bill, it clearly says we're going to dismantle people's current insurance and they will no longer be able to get it. That's half of America. That doesn't mean that I don't have a bold idea, Chris, to bring down the cost of health care with a public option, which is a nonprofit option, and also to take on the pharmaceutical companies. I've been doing it since I got to Washington.
Do you think the Democrats can win if the candidate that is your nominee says that they will remove private insurance to replace it with something better?
I think that would be a very problematic situation for us, because when people start looking at what this means, they're going to say, wait a minute, I want to have do no harm. I want to bring the cost down, but half of America says, I want to keep my insurance. I don't like the insurance companies, but I don't know what I'm going into. So I think it's more important to do a public option, which is something that Senator Sanders himself, I pointed out, which no one seems to be talking about, was on the bill last year, even though his campaign manager tweeted out last week that it's immoral to support a public option. He was actually on the bill last year for a Medicaid public option with me.
There already is an ad out for the Senator Sanders campaign that you can get a T-shirt or a bumper sticker that says, I wrote the damn bill because of one of his retorts tonight.
Yeah.
But your point is, he's been on a lot of bills. They don't always say the same thing.
Right. And I think you need someone that can lead the ticket, that can win in those red areas. And that's not exactly his state. I have won in a state that Donald Trump has targeted in every red congressional district. And my point of this is, you need someone that can win, but then also someone that can get things done. And I just don't think it's tenable to get that done.
I just love that stuff. It is so much fun. It is so much fun to see Democrats going after Democrats. And one of the problems, maybe they'll correct that tonight with round two, where everybody will be going after Joe Biden. But at some point, you've got to start looking outward and stop battling each other. Now, my personal taste, be my guest. Democrat carnage is great. We'll get to more of the audio sound. But a guy that I thought had a good night, he's probably done after last night, is John Delaney, the former congressman from Maryland. And he went after the Green New Deal of Elizabeth Warren. That it was just great stuff. I mean, really, really great stuff. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kenny. Hey, I've got some public information for you.
Oh, tell me about that.
Sahara Motors has installed an electrical automobile charging station. We've done it through Chrysler. The price is $10 per charge, regardless of how long it takes. You need to call us at 775-289-4473 during business hours and set up an appointment, because it has to be turned on each individual time. So that would be Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Anything we can do to help you, please let us know.
Okay, that's very good information. So at least we'll know that people will not be stranded here in Ely.
Just let us know. Thanks again, Kenny. You take care.
Okay, and thank you, Chuck. Have a good one.
What time is it? It's post time. The White Pine Horse Race is August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the White Pine County Fairgrounds in Ely, Nevada. Fair Mutual betting feature races each day. Post time Friday, 3 o'clock. Post time Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock. Average minimum purse, $6,000. More information online at WPHorseRaces.com or Facebook, WP Horse Races. The White Pine County Horse Races, 16th, 17th, and 18th of August in Ely, Nevada. Be there!
The USA Radio Network presents the greatest radio programs of all time.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve. Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
Weekday mornings at 6, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com. Woo!
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. It's lightyourliberty.com. I promised you I'd let you hear more from this wealth of riches that we experienced last night. I mean, it was really good. Some of this stuff is just absolutely
funny, bizarre. funny comedy.
For instance, John Delaney, former member of Congress. Let's go to cut four. Was on with Dana Bash and trashed the Elizabeth Warren Green New Deal. Listen to how this goes.
Here it is. Congressman Delaney, I'll start with you. You say the Green New Deal is about as realistic as Trump saying Mexico is going to pay for the wall. But scientists say we need essentially to eliminate fossil fuel pollution by 2050 to avoid the most catastrophic consequences. Why isn't this sweeping plan to fight the climate crisis realistic?
Well, first of all, because it ties its progress to other things that are completely unrelated to climate,
like universal health care, guaranteed government jobs, and universal basic income. So that only makes it harder to do. My plan, which gets us to net zero by 2050, which we absolutely have to do for our kids and our grandkids, will get us there. I put a price on carbon, take all the money, give it back to the American people in a dividend. That was introduced by me on a bipartisan basis. It's the only significant bipartisan climate bill in the Congress. I'm going to increase the Department of Energy research budget by fivefold because we fundamentally have to innovate our way out of this problem. I'm going to create a market for something called direct air capture, which are machines that actually take carbon out of the atmosphere, because I don't think we'll get to net zero by 2050 unless we have those things. I'm going to increase investment in renewables, and I'm going to create something called the Climate Corps. That is a plan that's realistic. It's a bet on the U.S. private innovation economy and creates the incentives to get us to net zero by 2050 our kids.
Thank you, Congressman. Senator Warren, you're a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal. Your response to Congressman Delaney.
So climate crisis is the existential crisis for our world. It puts every living thing on this planet at risk. I have a plan for a green industrial policy that takes advantage of the fact that we do what we do best, and that is innovate and create. So I've proposed putting $2 trillion in so we do the research. We then say anyone in the world can use it so long as you build it right here in America. That will produce about 1.2 million manufacturing jobs right here in Michigan, right here in Ohio, right here in the industrial Midwest. And the second thing we will do is we will then sell those products all around the world. Right now, for every $1 the United States spends trying to market around the world, China's spending $100.
Thank you, Senator Warren. Governor Hickenlooper, you take issue with the Green New Deal. Please respond.
Well, I think the guarantee for a public job for everyone who wants one is a classic part of the problem. It's a distraction. I share the urgency of everyone up here. We have to recognize, I mean, everyone's got good ideas. What we do in this country is no better than just a best practice, right? It's what we do here is a best practice and a template, but it's got to be done all over the world. So we've got to be building bridges right now with people like China who were cheating on international agreements and stealing intellectual property. We need to work on that, but not with the tariff system. We need every country working together if we're going to really deal with climate change in a realistic way.
Thank you. Senator Warren, your response.
Look, I put a real policy on the table to create 1.2 million new jobs in green manufacturing. There's going to be a $23 trillion worldwide market for this. This could revitalize huge cities across this country, and no one wants to talk about it. What you want to do instead is find the Republican talking point of a made-up piece of some other part and say, oh, we don't really have to do anything. That's the problem we've got in Washington right now. It continues to be a Washington that works great for oil companies, just not for people worried
about climate change. Thank you, Senator
Warren. Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special
to be. Oh, I just love it. This Green New Deal thing. I love it that even Democrats are refusing to embrace it.
Funny, funny, funny comedy.
I know. No, it is incredible to me that this is going on, that you've got, you know, essentially you've got Democrats who don't believe in the Green New Deal, in Medicare for all. By the way, these are people that are probably going to be dropping out of the race. And the only people left are the people that are espousing Green New Deal. Jobs for everybody, government jobs for everybody, Medicare for all, that's going to be all that's left unless Joe Biden is a part of it. Now, David Axelrod, after the debate, talked a little bit about the, let's go to cut one, by the way, the political fallout from this debate, because clearly there is a rift within the Democrat Party that has to be fixed before this party can go forward. Otherwise, as I think it was John Delaney said, you might as well FedEx the election to Donald J. Trump another 4 years. And the Democrats, I mean, they hate that idea, but that's what they're faced with. Listen to this. This was David Axelrod last night after the debate.
Look, they were at the center of the stage for a reason. They've done very well in this campaign. I think they did very well in this debate expressing their points of view. And I thought they, you know, Senator Sanders was much more energetic than he was in the first debate. I think he knew he had to be, and he was. And I thought Elizabeth Warren was very, very strong as well. The question is really which direction the party should take. She made an interesting comment when she in the middle of the debate, not just the one that Nia mentioned toward Delaney, but I don't know why you'd run for president just to tell people what we can't do. But she also said, she spoke to the fear that Democrats have about losing to Donald Trump, and she said we can't nominate a candidate in who we don't believe because we're afraid. And she really, in that sense, confronted the nub of the issue. I think one of the problems that the moderates on that platform, and you saw it with Amy Klobuchar, had tonight was they were making essentially a political argument, which was, we can't be for these things because we would lose the election. That's not as appealing as the argument that these are things we believe in and we should fight for them. And I think moderates have to make a stronger argument for their points of view here, not just a political argument.
I don't know. You try and you try and you try, and what do you get? Heartaches.
That was David Axelrod. And he makes a good point. You would like your political candidates to be talking about things to fight for rather than things to be afraid of. But unfortunately, folks like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and others, you'll hear them tonight, are going so far. Andrew Yang and his $1,000 a month freedom dividend. These are things that are going to lose the election for the Democrats. And they know it. I mean, well, I should say some of them know it. Want to take a look at the roadmap. Chuck Muth's going to join us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll catch him. I think he might be on the road today. Not sure. Megan Barth will join us at 10:30 from ReaganBabe.com. What did she think of last night? Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, will join us. I believe he is back in Indian Wells. And he will join us, and I'll find out what he thought of last night. I'm really excited about this one. Mercedes Schlapp. She's going to be speaking at the 5th annual Basque Fry along with her husband, Matt Schlapp. And she is now with the 2020 reelect campaign. Yeah. She used to be what? White House Director of Strategic Communications. That looks good on a business card. But she is now working for the campaign, as many people will be shifting to the campaign in the coming weeks and months. Stick around. More to do. We got a busy 2 hours straight ahead, live and local now.